Welcome to Live Arts Radio, bringing you original radio dramas written by members of the Playwrights Lab and performed by Charlottesville actors. This episode takes a peek behind the heroic journey. What happens when the beast is slain, the day is saved, but real life goes on? Please enjoy After the Dragon is Dead by me, Nathan Andereth.
Do it. Just do it, Tin Man. Kill me or walk away, but don't make me wait.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
You the guy that killed it?
No. Tripped and stabbed itself. Bled all over me. Big mess.
Look, buddy, I got 20 guys and an earth mover. Gotta bury the damn thing before sunrise. Don't have time to play games with heroes. You kill it or not?
I killed it, yeah.
Alright, name?
George.
George.
Yeah.
Alright, George, sign this.
What is it? It
says you testify you slayed the dragon on your own without third-party intervention, and that you give up rights to said dragon's carcass, blood, and teeth to the city's care for purpose of safe and honorable internment of said carcass, blood, and teeth.
I have to sign a form?
Yep. Stuff can be worth some real money to dark wizards. They try to claim rights, then hexes get involved, then lawyers.
Oof.
It's easier to sort it out now. Unless you want to bury it yourself?
No, that's fine.
Don't blame you. You know how long it's going to take to bury this damn thing? Gotta be 30 feet long. The regs say it's got to be interred at least 10 feet down, so the soil doesn't mess with the topsoil, make the grass purple or some shit. That's 10 feet from the top of the head.
Christ. Oof. Sorry about that.
Well, I heard it took out some livestock and was going to start snacking on people, so good looking out.
Thanks. Did you see any reporters around?
Reporters?
You know, I killed a dragon. You'd think there'd be some local news or something.
Didn't see anybody. Just as glad. Having a bunch of press dicking around would make it even harder to get this thing put under.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm gonna head out and wash the blood off my armor and get some sleep.
Don't take it too hard, buddy. This old-timey stuff isn't really what's making the headlines anymore.
Right.
Make a good story at the bar, though, right? Get you some free drinks. Dragon Slayer.
Right. Well, take it easy.
Hey. Hero boy.
Huh?
You want the head?
What?
You took that head clean off. Snicker snack. Want to keep it? Get a little memento?
Didn't I sign it over to you?
Red tape. Come on. All the good over your TV. You don't just gotta walk away like...
Yeah, sure.
Alright, I'll help you get in your car.
So I suppose you think you're a big goddamn hero.
Not really.
Big goddamn hero with your gleaming sword and your shining armor and your white steed. Where's the white steed, anyway?
Traded it in when our daughter came. Got something more practical.
Of course you did. Don Quixote in a Prius.
Are you the windmill?
Hardly. I'm the ground you come crashing down to.
You're in the ground.
I'm in your car.
You'll look good on my wall.
I'm in your head. And you? What did you have to prove, little knight? Did your mother not hug you enough? Were you the big, awkward kid on the playground?
I was really hoping you'd shut up once you were dead.
You were. Too nice to be a bully, too weird to be a friend. You ate lunch by yourself under a tree and read science fiction. Dreamed of becoming a brave knight and saving the world. Then everyone would have to see you.
At least...
Then everyone would have to love you.
At least my lunches were tuna, not people. And I didn't see any other dragons sharing your dinner.
I'm like you. Too big for this little world. Only difference is I know where I stand.
Only difference is I keep going below the neck.
Quite a castle, Prince Charming. Is that vinyl siding? How gloriously generic.
Didn't I kill you? Isn't one of the advantages of killing someone that they stop talking?
You killed the body, not the idea. Both a wave and a particle. Your tiny mind wouldn't understand.
Now I don't feel bad about leaving you in the car tonight.
What?
I'm exhausted. Swinging a 5-pound sword and 50 pounds of armor takes it out of you, plus the rending talons and gnashing teeth. It's been a long night.
Poor baby. I'm sorry I wasn't more gentle before you cut off my head.
That tail slap to the face? Think you knocked a tooth loose.
Come on. Bring me inside. I'm starting to clot. We'll drink to your victory.
I've got work tomorrow.
You can't leave a dragon in a Prius.
Hey, Mom, can you pass me my lunch?
Sure thing. Do you want some oranges today?
No, I'm okay, but do we have any more avocados?
These look a little
good
dodgy.
Good morning, Daddy.
Hey, Princess.
Morning, honey. How'd it go last night? Got back pretty late.
Yeah, it went well. I won.
That's great, sweetie. I'm proud of you.
Ha ha! He did it! My dad killed a dragon. My dad killed a dragon. The dragon was too slow, and his ass was a dragon.
Thank you, Melody.
Jamie's dad didn't kill a dragon, and Lauren's dad didn't kill a dragon, but he has a convertible, so that's kind of a tie.
Thank you, Melody.
You get a special Dragon Slayer's breakfast, oatmeal and coffee.
How is this different from my breakfast every other day?
Every other day, you didn't kill a dragon.
Her logic, as always, is impeccable.
Well, I need it. Last night was insane. We met on this big open field, and I thought we would just start tearing into each other, but the dragon insists on, like, a formal declaration of battle and starts reading Latin poetry to me. And
that reminds me, I have that Spanish test today.
Did you go over the conjugation list Mr. Galvin sent out?
He says we have to call him Señor Galvan.
Oh, well, that's just trying too hard.
He always does stuff like that. We've got to have Spanish names, too. Me llamo es Melodia.
And then we fought, and I almost died. Got sprayed with blood when I cut into its neck like a geyser to the face.
George, stop. That's disgusting.
Okay.
Don't forget you're taking us to the museum today.
I have that thing.
What thing?
At church, to talk to
George, are you sure that's a good idea?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know, I just thought...
They promised me.
I guess I still don't understand why this is so important to you. We're not even Catholic. Won't get you a parking spot or discount movie tickets.
Daddy, we're just happy to have you home. We've missed you.
You deserve a rest, honey. You've been gone every night for the past few weeks. You don't need to rush off to the next thing. Can't you just be here for a little while?
This is my legacy, you guys.
I just don't want you to get hurt.
I'm not going to... Last night was when I could have gotten hurt, Jennifer, when I was bleeding and swinging past teeth the size of knives, scales that scrape your skin off.
I know. And I'm so glad you're safe now.
Dad, can you please go to church during the day? I really want to see this exhibit. You've been saying and saying that you'll take us for weeks, and you haven't because you've been so busy hunting that big lizard, and I get that. But this is the last day, and you promised you would take
us. Okay, okay. I'll pick you up after. I should have a couple spare hours. We'll stroll the garden of misshapen metal and puzzle over paint drippings.
I'll be back here with Melody at 5, so don't be late.
All right, I have to head to work.
You're taking your sword?
Yeah, I thought I would. Why?
Is that going to be all right?
Of course it will be. I mean, I killed a dragon. People are going to want to see it.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thanks.
And George... Congratulations. I am proud of you.
Thank you.
You, sir, are an asshole.
Oh, hell. You're still in here?
Yes, I'm still in here. Stranded and abandoned like a pile of forgotten groceries.
Yeah, well, I was feeling a little too sore last night to drag your bleeding head into my house.
Like a heap of rotting meat.
Maybe because somebody kept trying to open me up like an overcooked hot dog.
Like a childhood dream long abandoned.
Like a meat piñata.
Like a tired old man and his tired old car.
Like a dead sheep. Like a dead child.
I hadn't eaten any children.
Yet.
Yet.
And I stopped you.
Of course! You slayed the dragon. Hooray! How was the celebration?
What?
The big huzzah! The brouhaha! The hoot and the nanny! Wine and cake for everyone! Tearful speeches and exorbitant thanks! Give him your money and your virgins!
It's a busy day. I don't have time for parties. I'm taking my daughter to the Modern Art Museum today.
Was it real oatmeal, at least?
Or did they give you that instant shit?
I liked you better when you only talked in Latin poetry.
I liked you better when you only talked with your sword.
Good afternoon, George. It's good to see you.
Good afternoon, Father. How have you been?
Same as ever. Same as ever. Steadfast against the tide. I didn't expect to see you on a weekday.
Well, I did it, Father.
Did what, George?
Slay the dragon.
Did you? Hmm? Well, isn't that something? You just went and slayed it. Isn't that a thing?
So, of course, I was hoping to talk to...
Is that a sword?
Oh, yeah.
On your back.
That's how the scabbard works. Loops over the shoulder.
In a church?
I hope it's not disrespectful. I just thought... I mean, I did kill a dragon with it last night. I figured holy deeds and whatnot.
Yes, well...
I can leave it in the car.
No, that's fine. Just surprise me, that's all. You don't see that much in this day and age?
No, you don't. So, would you mind connecting me?
Of course. Kneel and close your eyes. Repeat my words in your heart. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
I shall not want. What do I want?
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Let the dragon lie down in the field.
He leadeth me beside still waters.
It was me that madeth her lie.
He restoreth my soul.
Not the Lord, my sword. I did it. I chose
it. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness.
Followed the path of righteousness.
For his name's sake.
I reached the end. Now what?
Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death.
I've walked the valley. I've stood in the shadow of death, and I've never felt so alive.
I will fear no evil, for thou...
Yellow!
Azrael, it's George. Can you hear me?
Oh, God, sorry. This line to heaven is terrible. I can barely hear you.
Azrael, this is George, the dragon guy. Sorry, the connection's bad. My mind was wandering during the prayer.
George, yes, my man. How have you been? Oh, it's great to hear from you. I was just thinking about calling you. I wanted to touch base with you on that old dragon thing.
Yeah, so about that.
And you are wearing the sword. Oh, keeping up the old image going. I love it. Very authentic.
Thanks. It's been getting me some strange looks, as you can imagine. Folks at the office made some jokes.
Yeah, fuck 'em. You be you. Hey, just FYI, I'm gonna need to keep this short. I got a conference call in a few minutes I gotta jump onto.
Oh, no, of course. I'm sure you're busy. So you probably heard, but I killed the dragon.
I had it? No, wow! Hey, nice work, my friend.
Thanks.
This'll really bring up my numbers this quarter, let me tell you.
That's great. Good. So we'd had conversations a few months back, you remember?
Remind me.
We talked about canonization, you said I could be a saint.
Oh, right, yes, thanks, it's all coming back to me. So here's the thing, buddy. Heaven is insanely backed up right now, and I'm talking zero bandwidth. The new millennium started all kinds of paperwork that we're still working through. And then the new pope, which I'm sure you know, they always want to put their stamp on things, change it all up. Like, we haven't been doing this for millennia. So we are just really behind the ball.
I thought there were, what, 100 million of you guys?
I mean, yeah, but you know how it is. Ranks are upon ranks of the celestial host, but there's only one guy who can fix the copy machine kind of thing. So that sainthood might take a little bit longer than we thought.
How much longer?
Well, obviously, it's a posthumous-only position.
I know, you told me. You also told me that you could make an unofficial announcement, let everyone know it was coming. I could even start calling myself, you know.
Yeah, yes, right, yes. See, I don't think that's quite what I said, though. No, definitely no. What I was sending across to you was that you would be in the pipeline, huh? Uh-huh. In the process? You know, these things take a while, you know? It's got to get kicked up to the Miracles Committee and then over to the canonization approval, which involved a lot of politics. And between you and me, those guys hate each other. Oh, plus we got to coordinate with the field staff in Rome, which is this whole other thing.
Okay, that sounds complicated.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Yeah, but you told me that I'd be fast-tracked, Azrael. You told me shot out of the cannon. Those were your words.
See, I'm not sure that's exactly what I said. You know, these things take time, buddy. I mean, it's not like we're not impressed.
How much time?
All truth? Probably 50 years after you pass? I mean, that's kind of standard, you know, for your mid-level saints. Guys you pray to find your lost car keys or heal your pet rabbit.
But I killed a dragon. Do you know how much I've sacrificed buying the equipment, training, hunting? My family's barely seen me in weeks.
Yeah, but George, you came to us. We weren't pounding down your door sending you visions of heroic quests. This was your idea.
The dragon was dangerous. I wanted to help.
And you did. You really did. Huh?
Listen. I don't normally do this. But I'm going to stick your name right to the front of the pack. I mean, I'm going to ask my boss to do it, but it's going to happen, all right? You are in the pipeline.
The pipeline. Okay. So can I tell my family, my coworkers?
Really best to keep it on the DL until we get closer to a solid decision. Management doesn't like anyone doing an end run around them. Too much buzz builds up, and they might get gun-shy and toss your application entirely, which I don't want and which you definitely don't want.
So what do I get, Angel? Who am I now?
Oh, hey, come on, man. You are the same guy as ever.
Yeah.
One thing that'll help, though? Free bit of advice?
What?
The name.
What name? My name?
I mean, it's great for supermarkets and playdates, but if you want to be part of the Heavenly Host, that... Come on, can you imagine it? St. George. What is that?
It's mine. It's me.
Well, it is now. I mean, lots of folks switch it up once they hit the big time. You know, Pope Julius, St. Francis, Kesha. Come on, it's a rebranding, huh? Look, just think about it, okay? I gotta hop on this other call.
Okay, I
just... Keep your head up, buddy. I'll see you in a couple of years. Thou art with me. How was your revelation, George?
Revealing. I'm in the pipeline.
Aren't we all?
Have a good day, Father.
George, I hope you find what you're looking for.
I don't even know where to look anymore.
Well, if it helps, I know lots of people who would trade places with you in a moment.
And why's that?
Your dragon could be killed.
That's true. Sort of.
Well, come back sometime and talk, if you'd like. It's always an honor to host a dragon slayer. But for tonight, I really do need to close up.
What? What time is it?
It's just past 6. I mean, time can get away from you when you're praying.
Shit. Sorry, Father. I'm late.
Goodbye, George. Get some rest.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For I am the baddest motherfucker in the valley.
Oh, man. I am going to be in so much trouble. Goddamn angels wasting my time.
Never liked them. Flittering around, blaring horns, causing a nuisance. Make haste, bold hero. The princesses await.
Oh, I am. At your scaly scariest, you've got nothing on my wife when she's pissed.
So, how was your time tilting at windmills?
I told you, you're the windmill.
Maybe I am. Maybe the seconds you spent with your lance tangled in my sails, drawing up into orbit, maybe that was the highest you've been in your life.
Cute.
How's it feel on the ground?
How's it feel in the hatch?
Cold, bored, forgotten, and ignored. I could have killed you. You know.
I know.
I let you have a sporting chance. Waited until you had your armor on and everything.
Appreciate it.
Recited poetry.
That was unexpected.
Kind of regretting it now.
I can see that.
There's a way things ought to be done, though.
There ought to be.
Good fight, though.
Good poetry.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't speak Latin, but it sounded... rhymey.
I wrote it.
Yeah?
Back when folks did that.
Back when folks killed dragons, too.
Back when it mattered.
Back when it mattered.
It felt good to fight like that again. Blade against claw.
You're faster than I thought you'd be.
People are always surprised. I mostly wing. Remember when you were holding one claw with your shield, but I came around with the wing?
The wing. Who'd have thought a wing could sting like that?
But you, with that roll.
Pure desperation.
But coming back with the lunch?
Pure spite.
Pure pain.
Hey, that tail slap, though.
No one ever sees the tail coming.
Did not see it coming.
So, when you did that thing, when you climbed on my back...
And you lifted off the ground, started flying around?
On the scale of 1, to piss yourself in terror...
I'm glad I wore chainmail leggings. Oh, it was amazing, though. Even though it was pitch black and I could barely hold on and you were trying to knock me loose, flying like that, it was amazing.
It was.
Do you think if we met differently?
Probably not.
I just meant if we hadn't started out fighting to the death, if we'd just...
If you hadn't killed me?
Yeah.
Then who would you be?
I wouldn't be the guy whose wife and daughter are about to murder him. That sounds pretty good right now.
What happened, Dad?
George, we've been waiting over an hour.
Ew! There is a giant head in the back of the car. It's covered in blood. Why did you keep this thing?
I thought we could put her up in the house. Kind of a hunting trophy.
Its eyes are open. God, it's like it's looking at me. Completely disgusting.
Why were you so late, George? Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget. I got held up with that church thing, and I had a lot of other things to do today, and...
Oh, you had other things. Other things so much more important than your promises to your daughter?
Try that again, Prince Valiant. Maybe give a more specific excuse.
Traffic was, really bad on the interstate. I got stuck for over an hour.
Then why didn't you text?
I checked the traffic report while we were waiting. No jams.
Nope. Lies won't work with these two. They know you too well.
Do you have any advice, then? Something to contribute?
What are you talking about?
Who are you talking to?
We're contributing by showing up on time, Dad.
Try eliciting empathy. You've got to learn their weak spots.
I'm sorry. I've had a really tough day, okay?
What happened?
I went to the church, and, it's gonna be a long, long wait on the sainthood, if it happens at all. I can't even make any announcements or anything because everything's so uncertain.
Oh, honey, I was worried about this. What did they say?
They're scamming you out of your title? That's bullshit.
Melody?
No, she's right. I talked to that little twerp Asriel, that pretentious little cherub twit. You know what he told me? He said I was in the pipeline. That they were so backed up they didn't have time for a lowly little hero like me. Never mind that I killed a man-eating demon.
Thanks.
Never mind that I saved lives, that I went into battle alone with just my faith and my sword. No, they're too busy handing out sainthoods to social workers and missionaries.
Come on, sweetie.
They're too busy to recognize an actual goddamn hero. The old school kind that's actually a man, that doesn't cower behind regulations and sanctions. The kind of man that accomplished more in one day than these pussies will in their entire lives.
Dad!
You're losing them. Nobody likes a whiner.
That wasn't fair. Lots of folks do lots of good work, and their fights are a lot more complicated than mine. I just wish that someone would... Anyway, I probably will be canonized, but not for a while. Probably not for a long time after I'm dead, to be honest.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry, babe. I know you were counting on this.
Yeah, well, now I just have to figure out what's next.
Well, you know what'll get your mind off of this?
Beer.
Modern art? We're here!
Oh, God. Why did I agree to this?
Come on, hero. Into the breach.
Have fun.
Come on, just like a half an hour more?
Honey, my feet are killing me.
But they're not in nearly as much pain as my eyes. Princess, the visual atrocities that have been inflicted upon
Will
my retinas...
Will you stop? People can hear you.
I'm the fool in the crowd screaming, "The Emperor has no art!"
At least be a quiet fool. People are staring.
Here, how about this room? The artist has wisely chosen to leave the lights off so as to spare an innocent public. A man of mercy.
Huh, the lights came on. Must be motion or heat activated.
So in here we have...
For God's sake.
Is this the whole installation?
It's a plant. It's a dying potted fern. The guy bought a plant at Home Depot, dropped it here, and called himself an artist.
Maybe it's about isolation. Like the plant represents the discontinuous self without access to the whole.
It's a fern. Come on, let's go.
Huh, the lights are heat sensitive. They turn on when we're inside the room, then off as soon as we leave.
No wonder it's so wilted. No windows, no light leaking in. This is all it gets when someone's in the room. Must be hydroponic. It just sits here in the dark, waiting for someone to wander in out of curiosity, and the rest of the time, it waits and wilts and dies.
So what? we're responsible for this plant's life now? If we don't stay, it dies? We didn't ask to be responsible.
No, we didn't. But we're here now.
Well, how long do you want to stay here, Melody?
Just, I don't know, a while? Until we feel done? Just stay with me, please. I want to give it more light.
Princess, I get what you're doing, but I'm exhausted. Do you know what I did last night? I killed
You killed a dragon. Yes, honey, we know. We really, really know.
This is not heroism. This is just being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and suddenly something else is your responsibility.
I'm not a hero. I don't have a sword or magic powers. I can't save the day. Leave my family for weeks to go hunting snarks, but you know what I can do? Radiate heat. At this moment, my presence is giving this stupid fern another minute of life. I am here, I am alive, and so is this plant.
For how long? There are a lot of people in this museum. Someone else will come along.
I don't know. I guess every minute that comes, I'll decide if that minute is worth it.
Jesus, Melody, that is so...
Don't say it, Ivanhoe.
You're back in the car. Stay out of this.
What?
Nothing.
Who do you keep talking to? Are you talking...
No one. Look, Princess, I see what you're trying to do, but this has been a long, long day. We can stay here for a while, but eventually we'll have to leave, and then the fern will be right back where it was. Before long, it'll be dead no matter what we do. You can't just drop everything to help it.
Like how you dropped everything to hunt the dragon. That was, what, every night for weeks that you were gone?
That was different. Damn it, nobody respects what I did there. You couldn't possibly understand
just
what it was-
stop, Galahad. Stop selling your story.
Then what should I do?
Just be here.
Okay. Okay. I could stand to take a load off anyway.
Thank you, Jen.
Maybe while we sit with the fern, you could tell us about fighting the dragon.
I don't know. I'm getting kind of sick of myself talking about it.
Come on, you know you want to. Plus, I've got to know all the details so I can brag to my friends.
All right. It was dark out in this field. There were some cars on the freeway, so I only got snatches of light. I was pretty sure I had tracked her to the right place.
Her?
It. I'd tracked it down. Like you said, it took me weeks. I'd been gone nights, weekends. I'd missed a lot. But when I saw it, it was so beautiful. 30 feet from head to tail, with great glittery wings like sheets of sunset. I'm sorry about today.
I understand.
Thanks.
Looks like Melody fell asleep. Her and car rides.
Since she was a baby.
I don't understand, actually. I guess that's the problem. I can't.
Maybe not.
But I love you, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Does she understand?
Who?
The dragon.
What are you talking about?
I may not be a hero, but I'm not stupid. I am your wife. You think you could have a talking head in the back of our car and I wouldn't know?
I like her.
Please let her know that she is welcome in our home. She will look lovely above the fireplace.
Thank you.
As long as you talk to all of us, Madam Dragon. No more telepathic tete-a-tetes, it's only polite.
Of course, my lady. And thank you for the invitation.
Well, as long as that's understood. All right, sleepy girl. Up and into the house.
What? Are we home?
I'll get the hat out of the back. Oh, Princess.
Hmm?
You were heroic today.
Right. I'm up. Big damn hero.
I'm a lucky man.
You're a man. Take you for all in all.
Yeah.
So, I have kind of a stupid question to ask.
Shoot.
What's your name?
You don't know? You can read my mind.
Yeah, it's one of those rules. Has to be freely given. I didn't want to ask before, didn't feel like I had the right, but now... I mean, if you don't want to tell me, you don't have to.
No, it's fine. My name is George.
George?
Yep.
I am Typhon.
I am Apophis. I am Jormungandr, Quetzalcoatl and Zu. I am Qinglong and Fafnir, Naga and Orochi. I am Satan. When humanity squirmed out of the ooze, I was there with the first fruit. When you return to oblivion, I will be there to feast on your corpses. I am the Ouroboros. I am infinity. I have risen in every culture, in every fairy tale, in every guilty subconscious. I am the space between Alpha and Omega. I am the dragon. And I was killed by a guy named George?
That's right. No hero or god, just me. I killed the dragon. I killed the dragon.
After the Dragon is Dead was written and directed by me, Nathan Andereth, and performed by Kurt Musil, Allison Bushy, Catherine Meyer, Kendall Stewart, Jack Rakes, and Will Spinks. It was produced by Dan Gould. Sound effect help from Kendall Stewart. Theme music composed by Corey Caprone. Taping was done at Virginia Arts Recording in Charlottesville, Virginia. Thanks as ever to Live Arts Theater for its patronage. This has been a Playwrights Lab production.